Hello, this is Jim Cottrell coming to you from Chile, Iztapaluca, Mexico. This is the podcast at Finding Direction, which can be found at cottrellcompass.com/blog. Yeah, it's a little chilly here in Mexico City, although not as chilly as it has been, but it's been getting down to about 6 degrees Celsius at night. It gets pretty cool in the house without any kind of central heating. So anyway, we're doing okay. I just wanted to stop by. I'm just out and about here, and I wanted to stop by and say hello because I haven't had a chance to blog lately, and there's lots of things I've wanted to write about, but haven't had a chance to sit down for long enough to actually put something down. So I thought maybe just talking to you for a couple minutes would be at least something for now. We've had a lot on our minds lately, a lot of things that have been going on this week. I led a prayer meeting on Tuesday night, so that was good. Well, it's good for me anyway. And on the downside, Sherry has been sick this week. She spent a couple days in bed, but she seems to be doing a little bit better today, so hopefully she'll be feeling better for tomorrow, which is her birthday. That's right. So we're also getting ready for Sherry's birthday. I think we'll probably go into Mexico City and just do something there. Downtown. Let's see. What else has been going on? Homework as usual. We had some meetings with Hannah's school, at Hannah's school and at Nathaniel's school both this week. And just to see results for their recent exams. That's right, we're checking out their most recent series of exams, and Hannah's 7 and Nathaniel's 4, so they get serious early nowadays. And they both did well in all their subjects. I think one of Nathaniel's best subjects was Spanish. So what does that tell you? Anyway, Nathaniel's doing much better after being quite sick there for a while, and he is much more with it nowadays and doing better at school and better at home. And so that's good. And the Christmas season is really about to begin, and so at the schools we've been talking about Christmas parties and outings and various costumes that the kids are going to need and all these kinds of things. So that is coming upon us like a flood. We're looking forward next week to having some guests from Canada. You know who you are. So we're looking forward to that. And let's see. We also have, I don't know how much I've said about this, but we have coming up a major opportunity for our church and for a group that's coming down from Michigan, from a church up in Michigan. And there is a plaza here, the plaza that has Walmart in it, that is celebrating an anniversary, and so we are mixing all in together mall anniversary, Christmas, and everything, and the church is going to be in charge of doing a whole bunch of things during a week in December, and that's going to include a Christmas play. It's going to include a couple of concerts. Well, one concert will probably be at the church or near the church, and another one will be at the mall. It'll include instrumental music that'll be going on throughout 1 week there. It'll include probably being involved in doing some English teaching. And what else? I don't know. There's lots of stuff going on there. So that is going to take an unbelievable amount of work with costumes and backdrops and props and music and practice and all that kind of stuff. Fortunately, a lot of that stuff is going to be done by not everybody. A lot of it's going to be done by the Michigan team, so we really appreciate them coming. And there is a lady here from, she's living in Mexico now, but she's originally from Colombia, and she's a recording artist, and she's going to be doing a lot of the concert stuff as well. And they're going to have a comedian, and the church basically is doing the play, and might be involved a little bit here and there and some other things. So anyway, that is coming up, and we're looking forward to it, but it's going to be really crazy getting ready for that. I'm sure there's lots more, but it's hard to think of things on the fly. That's why it's nice to sit down to your computer and write things down. Sometimes you remember more. But anyway, things are going all right, especially now that Sherry is feeling a little bit better. And we'll head into another busy week. So thanks for stopping by. Thanks for your prayers. And remember, you can subscribe to this podcast, just the audio for your MP3 player or iPod, through iTunes. You can just go to our website, and there's a little link there on the sidebar that will allow you to subscribe using iTunes or your other favorite media program. So I hope you're having a great day, and we'll talk to you later.